This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Choose the name. While I was in jail after the first Battle of Berkeley, my video of me defending myself and other participants at the March 4th rally went viral and became known as Bay Stick Man. I guess some people on 4chan or 8chan coined the term. We really don't know exactly where it came from. It was somewhere out there in the web.
Well, that's your name now. Again, people should support you. I love the fact that you're selling T-shirts to support yourself. That way you promote freedom, promote free speech, what they hate, while help funding yourself. Tell folks how they get the T-shirt.
Yeah, you can go to Gruntworks, Bay Stickman store, and you can purchase a whole line of T-shirts, everything from anti-Antifa T-shirts to T-shirts with my image on it. And you'd be supporting myself and Gruntworks, which is a veteran-owned and run company.
I like the Texas flag stuff. What's going on there?
Okay, so both my parents are from Texas. We've been there for multiple generations.
So you're an evil Texas transplant. So, like, L.A. and San Francisco are invading Texas. I guess you've invaded them.
Yeah, so...
See, that's what's wrong with you.
I consider myself a Texifornian. So I lived about a decade in Texas. I summered out there with my cousins and my uncles. Growing up as a kid in the Dallas and in the Houston and the Fort Worth area, my family helped settle Dallas. My mom's side of the family fought in the Alamo, and then my great uncles on her side all worked for Willie Nelson. I grew up going to the Purdon Ellis Country Club as a kid.
Oh,
I met
Willie
several times. I consider myself a Texan first, Californian second.
Yeah, that was back in the old days, the old Purdon Ellis Country Club. There was hardly anybody at that thing. You say Purdon Ellis Country Club, that was just that little place over there.
Yeah, over there near Beeville. I used to go there as a kid.
Yeah, that's a little inside baseball right there.
Yeah, my Uncle Bobby lived on that. My great Uncle Bobby lived on that country club for well over 10 years. Willie took really good care of him when he was old and sick and suffering from
diabetes. That's Willie's little country club over there.
Yeah. Yeah, good people, man. Love Willie.
He only built Luck, Texas later. You ever been to Luck, Texas?
I have not.
That's just something on his property. You know, his 400-acre piece of property right there on the country club and on Lake Travis. And then he bought a bunch of old churches and old real Western town stuff that were going to, you know, from ghost towns. So he brought ghost towns there to buy his house. Pretty neat.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, Willie's a great patriot.
Yeah, he means well. He's an old-fashioned liberal at heart. He means well. But that day, I think he's... He's 84, 85 now. Good Lord, I had like dinner with him the last time. He was like 82 or something. But I tell you,
yeah, he's getting up there. He can still tear it up on a guitar. I just saw him in concert about 2 years ago. He was amazing.
All right, Bay Stickman, Kyle Chapman, come back with us sooner, and we'll follow your cases on the folds. But thank you for not plea bargaining. Thank you for not backing down, my friend.
You got it, Alex. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, brother. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those who cried, appease, are killed by those they tried to please. The author of That's Unknown, but it comes from the Revolutionary War, now 245 years ago. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cried, appease, are killed by those they tried to please. I'm not trying to please anybody but God. And that's because I know I'm a wicked devil, but I love God. and I'm ready to fight the globalists. What about you? Paul Watson's loaded for bear. Straight ahead, we got an update on the Antifa and the so-called pedo shine. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Taking over here in just a few minutes, but he wrote an article this morning for InfoWars.com where he said whether this was a false flag or not, Salon, the New York Times, the left, the UN, NAMBLA are all officially trying to legalize sex with children or pushing that it's acceptable. So Paul said they're either complete idiots for letting people lead their march with this sign, or this is what they really believe, but they got their faces covered, so who knows? Now, we've all seen Rand Paul with people with KKK signs at his rallies. It turns out they're Democratic Party operatives, and they've done that to me as well. So we said it could be a false flag, but here's the deal. I had Cernovich on earlier. He obviously wasn't behind it. It might have been a fan or something if it was a false flag. He's saying, hey, the media says false flags don't exist. Well, I pointed out that Antifa is into a lot of weirdness. They're into being degenerate, from my experience. You know, if a cop does something wrong in some other city, and 1,000 miles away you go shoot five cops, and then CNN says, well, cops are bad, they deserve it. I mean, if my neighbor robs a bank, I don't go to jail. So if a cop might do something wrong somewhere, you don't go kill random cops. But that's the attitude of these people. So pedophilia, hell, that's part of the course. But what is real is Kevin Spacey saying, I'm sorry, I tried to rape a 14-year-old, or Harvey Weinstein hiring people that were convicted of raping 12-year-old boys on the set to run other children's movies, and all the stuff coming out, that's the big issue. That's the big enchilada. And we told you it's coming down, and it is coming down. But here it is, some of the news. Antifa activists carry pro-pedophile sign during Cernovich protests. No pedo bashing, no white supremacy, no Mike Cernovich, who they were calling for to be banned. Oh, what about this? Nobody's going to stop me. Corey Feldman tells to release every name of Hollywood pedos. Is that fake, too? See, when it's in the JFK files that they're staging false flags, then we have to, if they said somebody in the Gulf threw babies out of incubators and kicked their brains out, we'd have to say, hey, they lied about that in 1990 to get us into a war. If it turns out it's real, then it's real. We're not putting down the families who had babies killed. But before it didn't happen, it was fake. So we have a right and a duty to question known liars. Just like known pedophilia using pizza code words. Then the media focuses on some pizza place, makes it all about that. Everybody covers it as a trap and then says we're saying that this is going on when we're not saying it. So then they can say, oh, pedophilia doesn't exist. Really? The deputy pope just got arrested. So there's an info war going on. Now we've got this Gotham story. Mike Cernovich stole my photo. There's no proof of that. Mike heard about it later. Lied about it on Twitter and sold Trump Jr. on yet another fake conspiracy. Okay, so let's play the video of them with the sign at the front of them. And this is the kind of stuff you see. This is what's going on with the sexualization of children. So this happens. Here's the original video. Okay, so that goes on for a while. No white supremacy. No. Okay. Then there's another video we've been looking where they come up and say, why are you holding this, and grab it away? So people that are in the march that they know are carrying it. Who gave it to them? Why do they have it? They're saying, why are you carrying it, and tear it away? We can't play the audio because we just got it. It's got cussing, but here's the video of it, and I'll narrate. Here it is. No white supremacy, no pedo bashing, no Mike Cernovich. Watch out, there's some cussing here. Oh, you blinked it. Oh, gosh, you guys are quick. Start over then. Stop it. I was going to narrate because I didn't know that. Sorry. Let's start it again where I won't talk over it. Here it is for you to see. Go ahead. Okay, so there's the sign. It goes on and on. And then people say, what is this? Why do you have it? And they tear it away. So they're trying to find out where it came from. But that's what they do to us. So I think Cernovich's point, whether it's real or not, that's something the left pushes. So that's legitimate. I mean, this is a real form of debate here. The media is going to have to report on false flags, Paul. And they say that doesn't exist, Paul. Nobody ever sets anybody up, Paul.
Well, Alex, who cares? The media, this is the interesting thing. They rushed to their defense immediately. Once again, the media rushed to Antifa's defense. They don't want to talk about Antifa, Alex, when they're literally bragging in undercover videos about acquiring AK-47s and sawn-off shotguns to massacre conservatives. Crowder got the undercover video. The media didn't touch it. They don't want to talk about Antifa when they're assaulting wheelchair users. They don't want to talk about Antifa when they're pepper-spraying women in the face. Oh, so someone might have carried out a peaceful false flag against Antifa to make them look bad. Oh, poor babies, let's rush to their defense. No, screw Antifa. As a bunch of scumbags who assault innocent people on a regular basis for having a different opinion, media doesn't want to talk about it. Oh, so someone made them look bad, potentially. Who cares? It was funny, it was hilarious. And by the way, the InfoWars headline says, you know, Antifa activists carry sign. It doesn't say who created it, and it doesn't really matter.
And you say it might be fake. I mean, you say that, but again, we're reporting on it. The point is, this is the crap they pull on us all the time.
Oh, yeah. They will plant people in, I mean, they're calling this an
alt-right. That's in the WikiLeaks. That's in the WikiLeaks, where they go to start fights and beat people up and say racist stuff.
They literally carry around shields saying no hate while bashing people over the heads with those same shields for having a different opinion. And all these mainstream media people defend them. Chris Hayes is out tweeting this Gothamist article saying that Mike Cernovich is alt-right. He specifically disavowed the alt-right a year ago.
Day one, he said it's a control group. Like you said,
yeah.
Who coined it? Is it you or him? Is it me? New right. We're the new Libertas.
Because the actual racists back a year ago were given platforms by the mainstream media, by the Atlantic.
And then associated with us. They give nobody's, nobody's ever heard of, that don't work jobs, out of the blue, they used to be Democrats. They say who, they give them platforms and then wed them to us. No, we are not involved with the alt-right. We are,
yeah.
I'm a liberal.
But it's okay to say that. But if we point out that somebody's carrying a banner saying that's pro-pedophilia, you can't even talk about it.
I'm a classical Thomas Jefferson liberal. I mean, let's say who we are, Paul. We're common sense. We're live and let live.
But we have to protect Antifa's sacred image. Who cares? They're horrible scumbags. What about Todd Nickerson? Are they going to talk about that? The fact that Salon.com, for what, over a year, gave an admitted pedophile a platform to tell everyone how normal it was, how it was an alternative.
And then play drooling videos of five-year-old girls dancing so they could all get off on it.
Literally, they put out this dreamlike video of him fantasizing over having sex with a child. They put that out on Salon.com. Oh, you don't want to talk about that, do you, Chris Hayes? No, they only want to talk about some banner because, oh, they're precious.
But again, look, their whole pedophile empire is collapsing. They are in full panic mode. They have the Soros people. And I'm ready for the war with the Soros people. I realize now what their game is. I'm ready for the war. I believe our listeners are going to support us. I'm going to have more news for people tomorrow. But we have the Soros law firms directly at our doorstep threatening us right now, just like they're threatening, you know, if you talk about the Podestas and their Russiagate stuff, they're threatening Tucker Carlson. You know what? I'm saddled up on my horse. My sword's drawn. I'm ready. I love it, Paul. Take over, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Alex. We are in the fourth hour of the coming up. Going to talk a little bit more about Antifa and about not just their links with paedophile groups, potentially, even though that's probably a false flag, but even more importantly, their potential links with Islamic terrorists. We're going to get to that after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live Breaking News app. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and as Alex was talking about before the break, oh, the mainstream media rushed to the defense of Antifa rapidly after this incident outside Columbia University last night, didn't they? When somebody carried a protest banner that said no white supremacy, no Mike Cernovich, and no pedo bashing. Marching behind that banner were a bunch of Antifa activists. So basically, even if it was a false flag, and again, who cares, Antifa may have been false flagged with the pedo banner to make them look bad. And my take on it is, boo-hoo, cry me a frigging river. These people attack innocents all the time. They pepper spray women in the face. They assault people in wheelchairs. You've seen their activity over the course of the past year. They behave like actual Nazis while claiming to be fighting fascism. Oh, so somebody may have made them look bad. Nobody got hurt. Who cares? Again, mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it when they're literally scheming in undercover videos to acquire sawn-off shotguns and AK-47s, which Steven Crowder exposed in his undercover video. That didn't get any mainstream media attention. Yet somebody carries a banner, whether it was a joke, a false flag or what, oh, and they're all over it. Straight to the defense of Antifa, lying, brazenly lying about Mike Cernovich, calling him alt-right to try and portray him as a white supremacist, which is the real alt-right, and they're given that platform by the mainstream media on a regular basis, because without it they would be nothing, because the left needs this mass hysteria, this moral panic to try and tie it to Donald Trump and the 2018-2020 elections. If you actually look at the alt-right, on its own, without the aid of mainstream media, they're pathetic. They don't have any platform. They're magnified many times over by this Trump derangement syndrome hysteria that's provided to them on a regular basis. Now let's get into some more Antifa news, which ties into this. This is a headline out of the Daily Mail, which has been around for a couple of days now, but we really need to get into it because it's big. US left-wing groups traveled to Germany for the G20 summit last July to meet with Al-Qaeda, ISIS leaders, and plot the destruction of President Trump's secret FBI investigation reveals. Now, this is an FBI document that's included in a new book, a secret FBI investigation of the violent resistance movement on college campuses against President Trump, otherwise known as Antifa, has led to an alarming discovery, the collusion between American anarchists and foreign terrorists in the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, according to a confidential informational report by FBI field officers. You remember, of course, that I think it was Homeland Security out of New Jersey officially listed Antifa as a domestic terrorist outfit. Now, this document shows there's a clearly overwhelming evidence that there are growing ties between U.S. radicals and the Islamic State, as well as several ISIS offshoots and splinter groups, states the FBI report, which was delivered to acting director Andrew McCabe on July 11, 2017, which is being published for the first time in the new book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. The FBI report on efforts by Islamic terrorists to recruit followers amongst violent groups like Antifa. And it corroborates President Trump's controversial claim following last summer's protests in Charlottesville that left-wing anarchist groups are just as dangerous as right-wing white supremacists. This is the greatest challenge to law enforcement since the Weather Underground and the Black Panther Party, the FBI report declared. So they've got this connection. between ISIS groups, between Islamic terrorists and Antifa. They've confirmed it. The FBI is releasing reports on it. We, of course, reported on this, I think it was back in 2015, actually, in a story where we focused on a ISIS propaganda manual. And there was a section in that manual, I think this was just after the Paris attacks, actually. The headline was European Muslims allying with left-wing activists. That was the segment out of ISIS's official propaganda magazine. And it says a growing population of left-wing activists, people who are against human animal abuses, Zionism and austerity measures, look up to the Muslims as a force who are strong enough to fight against the injustices of the world. It seems that many of these people, who are sometimes part of anonymous and anarchy movements, again, this is ISIS propaganda I'm reading right now, probably get arrested by the government, thrown in jail for 15 years, but whatever, will ally with the Muslims to fight against the neo-Nazis and rich politicians. They will give intelligence, share weapons, and do undercover work for the Muslims to pave the way for the conquest of Rome. It goes on to say that there's a connection between Muslims and left-wing activists because they broadly share the same goals. So that was ISIS in their own manual in 2015 saying we can recruit far-left militants because we broadly share the same goals. Now we have an FBI report saying that that is exactly what's happening. And obviously the vast majority of people who protest Milo Yiannopoulos and Mike Cernovich events don't have anything to do with ISIS. They're not meeting with Islamic terrorists. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's going to be a hardcore, hard-left element that will be interested in doing that, and that represents a domestic terrorist threat, given the constant death threats that these kind of groups come out with, which happened again last night. Mike Cernovich, during his speech at Columbia University, amidst all this controversy over the pedo banner, the Antifa march, it didn't turn out to be a mass riot. There were some skirmishes, but it was a protest. And during the speech, they got inside his speech. They tried to interrupt him. One of the individuals basically, by proxy, made a death threat against Mike Cernovich. We've got the clip. Here it is.
Well, welcome to everyone, especially the people who haven't realized that you can let me talk to 50 people that I like, or you can throw a fit and run, and I'll talk to millions. You talk to millions. You're my intern. You are my marketing intern. See, thanks to you, I will get millions of people watching my message. So thank you very much.
So there you have it. That was during Mike Cernovich's speech last night. Someone's going to pop you, you little bitch. That's what one of the Antifa activists inside his event said. Obviously saying somebody's going to assassinate you because, God forbid, you have a different opinion to us. Again, violent rhetoric. We've seen violent action on behalf of Antifa. Now we're seeing reports that there could actually be a link with Islamic terrorists. And again, the vast majority of people are going to have nothing to do with this. But the hard left, militant hardcore will. We saw what happened with the Weather Underground in America in the 1970s. They carried out attacks. They killed police officers. Antifa is heading the same way. We had photos from the inauguration, if you remember this story, back in January, where after the riots during the inauguration, there was an Antifa activist who showed the Trump supporters an ISIS flag on his phone, showed them ISIS propaganda beheading videos. That story was on Infowars.com. I'm going to get into it after the break. But again, it shows the alarming connections between Antifa and some of these militant Islamic radical groups, which the FBI is now reporting on. There you see the headline. Anti-Trump protester displays ISIS flag beheading video. That was during the inauguration. So he's obviously into it. Whether it means he's going to go and join ISIS or not, or be recruited by them, doesn't mean that. But it shows ideologically there's a connection, and now the FBI is saying potentially there could be a physical one. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour after the break. Don't go away.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. We have an incident in Manhattan where it looks like there's been a shooting and potentially pedestrians and bicyclists being run down by a vehicle. Let's read some reports. This is a breaking news story. This is out of breaking911.com. Box truck mows down several pedestrians in Manhattan. Here's what we know. Several pedestrians and bicyclists were run down by a vehicle in Lower Manhattan Tuesday. According to witnesses, a man in a box truck veered off the road and struck the victims. The unidentified suspect was later taken into custody. There were multiple reports of gunfire in the area following the incident. It's unclear if these reports are related. Unclear if it was an act of terrorism, but we've seen before shootings that follow these kind of events in terrorist attacks. We've seen it in London, where this initial vehicle attack is just the start then potentially other individuals go out and attack people with weapons, with knives or guns in the aftermath of that. But again, we don't know what's happening. Daily Mail reports at least 5 injured in shooting reported in downtown Manhattan. At least 5 people are feared to have been injured in a shooting in downtown Manhattan. The first report of the incident came over the NYC police scanner radio. Singer Josh Groban also tweeted after hearing gunshots while out walking his dog. He tweeted, "Oh my God, I just heard gunshots and ran with my dog." Other reports suggested a car drove into the bicycle lane and mowed down cyclists and pedestrians. The NYPD could not confirm the information, and it's spreading on social media. There is a video in the breaking 911 news article, which shows at least, from what I can see, 3 or 4 victims lying prostrate on the ground, apparently having been hit by this vehicle in lower Manhattan. It doesn't seem to be that. Obviously, it's horrific and tragic, but there doesn't seem to be that much gore. So if you want to grab that video, you might want to roll it if you want to make that decision. But at least 3 or 4 victims down on the pavement. They're talking about injuries. None of these victims are even moving by the looks of it. So it looks pretty bad. Couple this with reports of gunshots. Again, if it was just the vehicle thing, you might call it an accident. But there are reports of gunshots and multiple people being injured by gunshots. So this is a breaking story right now taking place in lower Manhattan. We don't know if anybody's been apprehended. This literally just happened. NBC News now reports that the New York Police Department is saying one person is in custody following a shooting in lower Manhattan. Multiple people have been shot near the West Side Highway and Chambers Street in New York City. That broke just a few minutes ago. So they've got somebody in custody. The question is it connected to this vehicle incident where it appears like numerous people have been run over by a vehicle in Manhattan? We await full stories on that. The New York Times has just reported on it. They say police respond to reports of shooting in lower Manhattan. That article is behind an ad wall, so I can't even read it. So again, this literally just happened. Chambers Street and Greenwich Street is the location. Several injuries, at least. Somebody is claiming BNO News, again, not verified, that at least 2 people are dead in a truck and gun attack in Manhattan. Multiple people apparently shot. Let's go to Fox News, who are reporting NYPD responding to reports of shots fired in Manhattan, so they don't really have anything new on it. But people are talking about casualties, they're talking about injuries, talking about potentially 2 deaths. There is virtually no other news than that. But it appears from initial reports that it could be a terrorist attack. That's all we've got so far. So we're going to flip back to that in a second. There you see a video from Fox News of some of the victims. It looks like a tragic incident. Doesn't look like an accident. It's equally tragic either way, but again, this could be a terrorist attack in New York City. Given what's happened, obviously, in Europe over the past few months, we've seen this all before, haven't we? The combination of the truck attack and then the subsequent gun or knife attack, specifically called for by ISIS in their own propaganda manuals. Again, we don't know who's behind this. There's no information on it, and there won't be for a while in terms of the culprit. But it definitely bears the hallmarks of what we've seen before, unfortunately, throughout Europe. So we'll wait until there's a little bit more news on that and we'll get back into it. But again, it ties into what I was talking about, which was terrorism before the break, with this FBI report saying that left-wing activists could now be becoming radicalized and potentially meeting with ISIS. Of course, we had the article from the inauguration after the riots when Trump was inaugurated, where we had this Antifa activist showing Trump supporters an ISIS flag on his phone, showing them ISIS propaganda, showing them beheading videos on his phone. So again, the FBI is concerned about this. We've had the New Jersey Homeland Security list Antifa as a domestic terrorist group. So this is a real concern as this polarization increases, that it could turn to terror, as it did, of course, back in the 70s with the Weather Underground. So we're going to keep an eye on that as well. Maxine Waters has come out with another zinger. She's now blaming Russian bots for disrupting a town hall and hanging posters outside a venue. Bearing in mind this is the same Maxine Waters that said she would take out Trump in a speech earlier this month. Absolutely insane comment. She also said that evidence of Russian collusion with Trump was that Putin, remember this one, invented the phrases lock her up and crooked Hillary. She actually made that claim and said that Putin inventing those phrases, which there's no evidence he ever did, was bombshell evidence of Russian collusion with the Trump administration. Well, now the far-left Democratic spokeswoman claims Russian bots recently disrupted her town hall event and even hung up posters outside her town hall. The Republican challenger Omar Navarro, who's been on the show, tweeted about her latest insanity earlier today. Maxine Waters is so out of touch with her constituents that she just blamed Russian bots for disrupting her town hall. So again, let's go to the quote from Maxine Waters. She said the hashtag appeared, she's talking about impeach Maxine Waters hashtag. The hashtag appeared to be coordinated with large elaborate posters that were posted outside the town hall venue by disruptors. So she accuses Russian bots of creating this hashtag, then says it was followed up by people, or by Russian bots, I guess they just became sentient and became actual humans, posting banners outside her town hall event. Absolutely incredible, but what do you expect from Maxine Waters, given her alarming, nonsensical statements which come out on a regular basis? Let's dip back into this breaking news story, because we're trying to figure out what's going on. In Manhattan, reports of multiple gunshots, NYPD says that they have a suspect in custody. The NYC police scanner now reporting at least five people shot in downtown Manhattan. Some victims are likely. A car, this is out of News Executive again, none of this is confirmed, it's all breaking. Some of this later turns out not to be true, but we're just covering breaking news. A car drove onto the bike lane in lower Manhattan, multiple people injured, including some in serious condition, driver in custody. If we can roll that video again, that's what we saw. People in a bike lane, obviously easy targets if you're deliberately trying to carry out some kind of terrorist attack. NBC says that the NYPD has one person in custody. That's just about all we know so far. Let's see if there's anything else. That's about it. Checking on Twitter, the breaking news is apparent. Terrorist attack is what it looks like, a combined vehicle and shooting. But again, if they apprehended the guy who was in the vehicle, who was responsible for this carnage, which you see in the video now, it appears those people don't seem to be just injured. They seem to be at least seriously injured, if not unfortunately dead. Some people are saying two people have died, and this is the situation now in lower Manhattan. Multiple people run over by a car, multiple injuries. Not a white nationalist or alt-right, says Mike Cernovich, but he's talking about the event that he had last night. I'm just reading this off Twitter because people are covering it. Westminster reports possible major incident in New York. Shots fired, suspect arrested. So the question is it just one guy? Have they arrested the guy? Is the attack over? Or was the shooting a separate attack carried out by a separate individual or individuals? That's what we're...
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's too many of you crying. Brother.
You're live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into this breaking news, I just want to tell you about some of the specials that is available at InfoWarsStore.com so you can support this network. We have InfoWars Live Biome Defense 50 Probiotic. It's back. Back in stock. It's our highly rated and all-natural formula. It's loaded with our tried and tested 50 billion live probiotic cultures from 23 different strains known to support digestion and intestinal function. It's available back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have BrainForce Plus, still running that 50% off special at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the leading nootropic. It helps you think more clearly, gives you that cognitive boost that you need to perform the most strenuous of mental tasks. It really does clear the brain fog. It is BrainForce Plus. It is the supercharged special. 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That is BrainForce Plus. We also have available at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only, ozonated olive oil skin cream. This is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes 3 to 6 months to make, so this is very rare indeed. We've created a revolutionary new ozone-based skin moisturizing cream that leaves your skin soft and healthy with all natural ingredients. Pick yours up right now for the special price of $29.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we're talking about what's going on in Lower Manhattan. We've had a potential terrorist attack. NBC News reports at least 5 people have been shot near the September 11 memorial. A large number of police vehicles could be seen near the West Street and Chambers Street in Tribeca. Students from the top-ranked Stuyvesant High School and other witnesses in the area tweeted they'd heard gunshots. They're saying it's not clear if the two scenes are connected. We have another incident where cyclists in a bicycle lane have been apparently mowed down by a vehicle. Not clear if the shooting and that are connected, but obviously common sense would suggest that they are. We've seen this report. We've seen these kind of incidents throughout Europe. BBC News reports casualties report after New York attack. Suspect has been arrested in New York after people were reportedly shot and mown down by the driver of a car. So they're saying that the two events were carried out by the same person. NBC is saying they could be different perpetrators. Multiple reports on social media suggested a man had driven at cyclists, possibly in a cycling lane, before opening fire in the lower Manhattan area. Police said they made at least one arrest. They've also urged people to avoid Chambers West Street area. So the BBC seems pretty convinced that it's all one incident. NBC said it could be two separate incidents, but this is happening. This has just happened literally in the last 30 minutes right now in lower Manhattan. Another report out of BNL News states the police have shot the driver of the truck that mowed people down in Manhattan. So again, the suggestion is that he got out of the truck after mowing these people down, and we've seen the carnage on the streets. We saw at least 4 or 5 people lying prostrate, not even moving. Presumably, he then got out of the truck, ran to a different area and started shooting at people. At least 5 people shot, potentially 2 dead, is what the breaking news reports are suggesting. Obviously, that's all subject to change. The unfortunate reality of these incidents is the casualty toll, both injured and dead, almost always rises once the full scale of the horror is known. So this has all the hallmarks, even though we don't know who carried it out, but it obviously has the hallmarks of an Islamic terrorist attack. We've seen the same thing in Berlin, Germany, in Stockholm, Sweden, in London, England, all over the past 6-8 months where these attacks have happened. We had one in London Bridge where they mowed down people on the bridge, got out, ran into a nearby area with knives and started knifing people. I think 13 dead as a result of that attack. This looks like it could be on a similar scale. So we can only hope that the reported deaths are in fact just injuries, but that is what is happening in Lower Manhattan, or what has just happened as of 3:20 p.m. New York time. Driver of the truck is believed to have plowed down a bicycle lane on the West Side Highway, mowing down cyclists before coming to a stop. It's not clear if that is the same person who then opened fire. So that is a breaking news story. And of course, War Room immediately after this broadcast will be sure to pick that up and bring you the latest on that. Let's dip into a few final news stories here in the last 5 minutes of the show. This is out of Fortune. Facebook, Twitter, and Google reveal how many people saw Russia-linked posts. The activities of Russia's shadowy internet research agency, which pumped out divisive social media content in an attempt to drive Americans apart, you know, like the mainstream media does on a minute-by-minute basis, continue to come to light. According to disclosures made to Congress, the Troll Farms post reached 126 million users in the U.S. on Facebook over the last couple of years. Now, that sounds a lot, but it's over 2 years. And by reached, I mean, what do they mean by that? If you're scrolling through a video, for example, on Facebook, one view counts after 3 seconds. You don't even need to have watched the video. You might even not have noticed it for that to have counted as a view. You're talking about 126 million on Facebook over 2 years from an entire army of troll bots. That is not even that much. And to emphasize that, the article goes on to state, as for Twitter, the microblogging service identified and suspended over 2,700 internet research agency linked accounts that posted around 131,000 tweets between September and November of 2016. Now, they said between that period that those tweets were viewed or had impressions amounting to around 288 million times between September and November 2016, the key election period. Again, sounds like a lot, but I was getting sometimes above that for a one-month period during the election. In fact, one of the election months, I got over 300 million impressions on Twitter just from my one account on Twitter. They're talking about an entire trollbot Russian army, this feared army that can influence and swing elections, didn't even get the same amount of impressions on Twitter that I did, and they had double the amount of time to do it. So again, this plays into the ignorance of people who don't really know how Twitter and Facebook work, and how, again, yeah, 200, if you got 288 million impressions over the course of 2 months as an individual, that would be quite impressive for somebody who's not, you know, a massive user who hasn't got 20, 30 million followers on Twitter. I mean, I was getting that back a year ago with probably about 300,000 to 400,000 followers on Twitter. So they're talking about the whole feared, legendary Russian trollbot army didn't even get the same amount of impressions on Twitter that I got over a two-month period that I got in a one-month period. You know, I'm not saying, oh, look at me, how great I am. I'm saying they've exaggerated the reach of it because it all ties into this Russian collusion hysteria, which they need to keep fanning the flames of. Now, of course, Keith Olbermann came out a few days ago and attacked Homi Lahren for wearing a U.S. flag. This is out of the American Mirror. Keith Olbermann violates U.S. flag code three times to attack Trump. Keith Olbermann must have graduated from the Hillary Clinton School of Projection and Hypocrisy. So, of course, Olbermann came out with this tweet, who, by the way, Olbermann's put out a book called Trump is Effing Crazy. And on the cover of that book, Keith Olbermann is wrapped in an American flag. He's basically wearing an American flag. There you see the image there. But of course, Olbermann got on his high horse once again with his Trump derangement syndrome and tweeted at Homi Lahren for wearing a U.S. flag, uniform, outfit, costume. He said, patriotic BS. She's in violation of the U.S. flag code. The flag should never be used as wearing apparel. Well, people dug up the actual U.S. flag code, and it says, well, one, the flag should never touch anything beneath it, such as the ground, the floor. Go back to that Keith Olbermann picture, the cover of his book, the flag is touching the floor. And secondly, the flag should never be used as wearing apparel. And Keith Olbermann is wearing the flag in that picture, just as Homi Lahren is wearing the flag. So again, Keith Olbermann, the ultimate hypocrite, caught again, tripped up by his own BS. German police arrest 19-year-old Syrian suspected of plotting high-profile attack. Of course, we have events unfolding in Manhattan. German counterterrorism police have arrested a 19-year-old Syrian suspect who nurtured concrete plans to carry out an attack by detonating an explosive device with the aim of killing as many people as possible. That is in Germany, where Syrian refugees have previously blown themselves up at music events. They got a massive problem. In fact, they've got lucky. They've managed to stop many of these plots. This was another one that was potentially massive that they just managed to stop in time. Unfortunately, it looks like in Manhattan, they didn't get the chance to stop what looks like a terrorist carrying out an attack. And Owen Schroyer will be back on the War Room to cover all that breaking news. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with